Hey, I'm Mukundan. This show is about solving real problems with small, useful AI, things that you can actually use today. Each week, we pick one problem, build a simple workflow or tool, and talk through the decisions, what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. If you're a builder, creator, or just AI curious, you'll leave with the steps that you can copy tonight. You know those quiet moments before a project begins, when the cursor blinks on a blank screen and you just sit there, waiting for the spark? That's how this all started. No big idea, no vision board, just curiosity and a little frustration. I was looking at a dataset at work, a big one, customer transactions across multiple months, and I realized something that stopped me in my tracks. I didn't know what to ask. Sure, I could slice it by week, by product, by region as well. But that wasn't insight. That was just navigation. And it hit me. If I, someone who lives and breathes analytics, sometimes struggle to know where to begin, what chance do others have? Like people on the business side, maybe, right? And that moment became the seed of an idea. Could I build an AI that thinks like an analyst? Not one that spits out charts, but one that asks better questions. Hey everyone, I'm Mukundan, and this is Data and AI with Mukundan. This show is about learning AI by building it. No jargon, no fluff, just honest stories, practical tools, and a bit of curiosity along the way. Today's story is special. It's the story of a tool that started as a side project and turned into something that taught me more about thinking than any analytics course could ever do that. And it's the story of the AI that thinks like an analyst and how I, by building it, changed how I see curiosity, data, and even creativity itself. Let's look at the problem behind the problem. Here's what most people don't talk about. The hardest part about data analysis isn't SQL, Python, or data visualization. It's asking the right question. You can have all the best tools in the world, the Tableau and the Looker, the Power BI, whatever, right? But if you're solving the wrong problem, you're just wasting time. And I found myself doing that quite a bit. I'd jump into cleaning, filtering, building charts. And only halfway through, I'd realize that my question wasn't the one that mattered. That realization sent me down a big rabbit hole, right? And I started reading about exploratory data analysis, asking friends in data science how they would approach it. The best analysts I knew weren't the fastest coders. They were the ones who would pause before touching the data. They'd say things like, let's define what success means first, or what decision are we actually trying to make here? And that was it. That's what I wanted to teach my AI as well. Not to answer, but to ask. So I did what, you know, I think most people in data would do. I opened my laptop. And the people who would know how to use Python and more specifically Streamlit, which is like a front-end streaming, front-end web-based library, which would help you to create these amazing and short web applications, which is very easy to make. So I opened my laptop in this instance, started my Streamlit, and wrote that first line of code. So when you build something like this, it's tempting to focus on the shiny part, the UI, the charts, the GPT output. But I wanted to focus on the experience. The first first prototype that I had here was rough. Like you would upload a CSV file and the app would use GPT-4 to scan the column names and generate about 10 questions about the data. At first, it was basic. What's the average? What's the trend? Nothing exciting, right? But then I started adding prompts that would mirror a human curiosity, right? Things like, which variable seems most unpredictable? If this were your business, what metric would you track weekly? Where might hidden seasonality exist? And suddenly the tone shifted. It didn't feel like a chatbot anymore. It felt like a mentor, the kind of curious teammate who nudges you towards better thinking. And one person who actually tested this said that it's like the app that is teaching me how to explore, not just analyze. That's when I knew that I was onto something. Let's look at the, technically speaking, here's what happens really under the hood. The app reads the metadata, column names, types, maybe a small preview of values. Now, instead of sending the entire data set, which could expose the PII, it summarizes the schema, converts it into a structured context, and passes that to GPT-4. Then GPT crafts 10 thoughtful, domain-agnostic questions tuned for exploration. Not answers, just sparks. Later versions added an objective field, a little text box where you could say, I'm exploring customer churn or I want to find high-value users. The AI would then adapt its curiosity to match your intent. That was version 2. But by version 4, I was obsessed with more security. I didn't want people uploading data at all. So I built a no-upload version as well, wherein you paste the schema or sample rows locally. The app converts it into embeddings and sends only abstracted info. Where here's what, you're not having any PII at this point. No data leaks, no corporate nightmares. Because here's what can happen, right? Like you are feeding the AI some kind of sensitive information these days. And you may not realize that it may be more of a negligence case. You know, you're trying to paste something in ChatGPT or Claude or whatever, and this is not an internal company tool. This could be something that you just open your regular ChatGPT and type in over there. But what you may not realize is sometimes you're training their models. And by providing the data, like let's just say you're working for a company and the company name appears over there in the data set. Yeah, you're probably training the data for sure. And when you're doing that, it can be a problem for the company. The company would be looking at it very differently. Maybe they find you doing that and there could be consequences, which I don't know if most companies have gotten to that stage yet, but I feel like it might, at some point. The whole point is to avoid that kind of scenario. So you're just sending out a few samples and remove those PIIs. And this is why it hit me that this isn't just like a coding challenge. It's about designing trust. Now, let's look at when AI became a mirror to me. Something strange started happening as I started testing it. Every time the AI asked a question, I felt this urge to defend my assumptions. It would say something like, why do you measure engagement that way? And I'd catch myself thinking, because that's how we've always done it. And that right there was the point. The app was making me reflect on my own thinking. It wasn't telling me that I was wrong. It was making me curious again. You know how as kids we ask why about everything? Why is the sky blue? Why does 2 + 2 make 4? Why can't I eat dessert first? Somewhere in adulthood, we lose that instinct. We replace curiosity with correctness. And this project reawakened that childlike curiosity in me. And in a world of dashboards and KPIs, that's quite rare. The biggest lesson this AI taught me wasn't technical. It was philosophical. Curiosity isn't something you have, it's something you practice. Every time you face a new problem, curiosity is the courage to say, I don't know that yet, let's find out. Now, in data analysis, this means resisting the urge to rush to a conclusion. It means sitting with uncertainty long enough to understand what the data is actually trying to tell you. And I started applying this outside of work too. Instead of reacting, I started asking questions in daily life. When something frustrated me, I'd ask, what else could this mean? Now, when I got feedback, I'd ask, what can I learn from this? That same mindset helped me make my AI better. We often talk about teaching AI to think like humans, but what if we flipped it? Right? What if the goal is to help humans think a little more like AI, patiently, systematically, with curiosity, but also humility? The line between human and machine curiosity is thinner than it seems. Now, AI asks questions without ego. Humans sometimes, well, they don't. And maybe that's the balance we need in the age of intelligent systems. Not machines that replace us, but ones that remind us to stay curious. Now, when I built this project, I thought it was a data tool. But looking back, it was a reflection tool. It showed me that asking better questions isn't just the key to better data. It's the key to better decisions, better creativity, and maybe even better living. If there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's this. Don't just build tools that save time. Build tools that make you curious again. Because curiosity is the hidden engine of every great analysis, every insight, and every invention. And if you ever feel stuck with data, with work, or with life, maybe what you need isn't another answer. Maybe what you need is a better question. Well, thanks for listening. You can try the AI app yourself. It's linked in the show notes. And if you like this story, share it with someone who's forgotten what curiosity feels like. Before you go, I want to take this time to thank my affiliate partners, Riverside FM, which I use for recording my podcast, with its amazing AI editing features where I can edit my podcast and remove any kind of cider.ai for any research I wanted to do with the topics I want to talk about. And of course, my podcast hosting platform, RSS, where I host my podcast and distribute it to multiple channels. And using their dynamic ads feature, anybody can get paid if you just have 10 downloads a month. So just 10 downloads a month is all you need to start making money. And well, that's it from this episode. I'm Mukundan and this is Data and AI with Mukundan. See you next.
Hey, it's Mukundan. If this episode helped you, two tiny favors that make a huge difference. Rate the show 5 stars. On Spotify, you can just open the show page and tap the star button. On Apple Podcasts, scroll to the bottom of the show page and tap 5 stars. Also, leave a 1-2-line review on Apple Podcasts. Tell me one takeaway. I read every single one and it helps more people find the show.